From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Among all the differences you can point to between the generations, you can now add investing behavior. According to new research out today by the Wells Fargo Investment Institute, the financial crisis has scarred younger generations into being more conservative with their portfolios. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Historically, older generations put nearly all of their savings into the stock market. But according to new research, younger people these days appear to have less tolerance for risk.
We started to see some misalignment.
Samir Samana is the study's author. He says one explanation for this difference may be the recent experiences of younger generations with things like the dot-com bubble of the late 90s or the Great Recession a few years ago.
And what we found with the younger generations, the Generation Xers and the millennials, is that they are underallocated to stocks.
Samana's data shows millennials allocate about 68% of their savings to stock. Too cautious, says Arielle O'Shea, a retirement specialist with NerdWallet.
If you have that 30 to 40 years until retirement, you could easily have 80 to 90% of your retirement savings in equities and be able to ride out those fluctuations.
The upside to economic downturn, says O'Shea, is that stock can be bought at bargain basement prices, meaning they recoup their value in the long run. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.